it's Wednesday, the 15th of July, and this is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Sellier. Two jihadist armies are working together to produce drones and prepare for war against their common enemy, Israel. Today's guest is Egypt expert and senior fellow at the Ideological Defense Institute, Khaled Hassan. He warns that Israel is not paying enough attention to the growing partnership between Cairo and Ankara and the threat it poses to the Jewish state. Hear our conversation in a moment, but first the latest. Iran has launched fresh attacks on US military bases in Bahrain, Kuwait and Jordan after a fourth straight night of American strikes on Iranian military targets. As the US Navy tightened its blockade of Iran, Tehran threatened to shut down other key shipping routes beyond the Strait of Hormuz, raising fears the conflict could spread to the Red Sea and disrupt two of the world's most important energy corridors. President Trump is reportedly considering a much broader military campaign and has threatened to strike power plants and bridges unless Tehran returns to the negotiating table. An Israeli soldier has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after being convicted of spying for Iran. The IDF says he passed videos of Iranian missile interceptions and other security footage to Iranian handlers in exchange for money after he was recruited via Telegram. Military judges said the soldier did not leak classified material. He was convicted of contact with a foreign agent, sentenced, fined, and reduced to the rank of private. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to travel to Washington this weekend as the conflict with Iran intensifies. Israeli officials say he hopes to meet President Trump, although the White House has not confirmed any meeting. Netanyahu is also expected to attend memorial events for Senator Lindsey Graham, one of Israel's strongest supporters in the US Senate, who died on Saturday. If the two leaders do meet, Trump is expected to press Netanyahu to withdraw Israeli troops from Syria and Lebanon, according to Axios. Trump told Netanyahu, "They don't want you there. You should redeploy." The report comes as Syria's President Ahmed al-Shara and Turkey's President Erdogan are both said to have urged Trump to secure an Israeli withdrawal. They argue that Israel's military presence is preventing stability in the region. Israeli defense officials say they're unaware of any such request from Washington. They insist there has been no change to Israel's military posture on the ground. Before we get to today's conversation, a reminder that you can sponsor Israel in 10. Just drop us a line at misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now here's Khaled Hassan on the dangerous alliance between Turkey and Egypt. So Egypt is publicly encouraging Hamas to disarm. At the same time, it's turning a blind eye to a lot of weapons smuggling that is going on, including drones that are being smuggled into Gaza. Just how aware is Cairo of what's going on?
That's actually a very interesting question. And I think you can trace it back to President Mubarak, because during his trials after the Arab Spring, he was asked this question in court. He was asked whether Egypt knew about the tunnels, the smuggling tunnels that went from Sinai to Gaza, because obviously that was something that caused Egypt serious harm, because Hamas went into Egypt. He refused to answer this question, and he refused to answer this question because he said it's a matter of national security and I'm the president of Egypt, so I'm not going to answer this. Previously, there was a kind of suspicion, and actually President Mubarak himself had said before this, that Egypt knows about the tunnels and Egypt believes it's actually an effort to help the Palestinians with the blockade. And President Sisi himself did admit that Egypt did nothing about the tunnels during Mubarak's years. He said, "I went to President Mubarak as head of military intelligence and I said, why are we doing nothing about these tunnels? We need to shut these tunnels down." Now, Egypt did, under President Sisi, destroy many tunnels. We know this. We have seen, you know, this actually happening. But I also believe that President Sisi believes, not only Sisi and his government and most Egyptians, that Hamas is an extension to Egyptian national security and strategic interests, because they actually publicly said this. So I think there is an effort to either turn a blind eye to it and let it happen, or potentially direct involvement, because they actually believe that Hamas is also part of Egyptian national security, because it keeps, that's what they would say, it keeps Israel busy. So as long as Israel is busy, Israel is not going to, you know, think about invading Sinai.
So at the same time, they're receiving US military support. They have a peace treaty with Israel, but they're also propping up Hamas and hoping that Hamas will survive.
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, there is no doubt. This is what they say in public. They would say this in public, but the Americans would do something that the Israelis are very good at, which say, oh, you know, this is just for domestic consumption. This doesn't actually mean much. Let's ignore it. The Egyptians are, you know, sort of allies and partners, and they don't mean harm. They just have to say this because they have to appease their population.
Well, Egypt on its own is one thing, but what is really worrying for Israel is the relationship between Egypt and Turkey. Now, I'm old enough to remember when they had a terrible relationship because of Erdogan's embrace of the Muslim Brotherhood. Unfortunately for Israel, that is all water under the bridge now, isn't it? And they have a strengthening defense partnership.
Yes, yes. I warned about Egypt and Turkey years ago. I said it publicly. I actually even have the tweets where I said the main challenge, the next challenge that's going to be for Israel and the next war is going to be Egypt and Turkey, because ideologically they share a lot with Hamas in terms of hatred of Israel, in terms of refusing to actually recognize Israel's right to exist. And you see this everywhere. I mean, I was analyzing some media yesterday from Egypt, and the amount of material produced by the Egyptian state that says that Israel is a rapist entity, that it raped the Palestinian land and took the Palestinian land and it doesn't have the right to exist. I'm talking about material that's produced by the Egyptian government. And it's the same in Turkey, you know, it's the same mindset. Israel does not deserve to exist. And it's fascinating because a lot of people think, Israelis especially, they think, you know, once Erdogan goes, Turkey could be better. I used to at some point believe Turkey is quite secular, but sadly it's not the case. It's a very, very jihadist mindset that Turkey and Egypt share.
Talk us through how Egypt, Turkey and Saudi Arabia are working together in Sudan and how that is impacting the region.
Yes, Saudi Arabia is my biggest Jewish mistake. And I say it's my biggest Jewish mistake because I ended up doing what most Jews and what most Israelis do, which is actually hope for peace and ignore the reality of what was happening. So I allowed myself to be deceived by the Saudis who were, you know, in touch with me, who were saying things like, oh, you know, we want peace with Jews. You know, we don't hate Jews. We just have some political issues with the state of Israel that will be eventually resolved. And we're going to sort of, you know, be friends and whatever. And they actually showed their true colors after they had this dispute with the UAE over Yemen and Sudan. Mm. What we see in Sudan is we see the Saudis, they have a lot of money. They are putting that money in Sudan, investing in the Sudanese armed forces led by Burhan. Egyptians have a lot of muscle. So they have actual intelligence presence in Sudan, and they have military presence in Sudan. And Turkey has a lot of technology. So far, Turkey has been running a drone production program with Egypt, and they have a base operating drones in Egypt, and they have been carrying out strikes in Sudan, surveillance in Sudan. And the Saudis have been spending a lot of money to recruit members of the RSF in favor of the army so that they would just join the army or would just
trying
stop
to get them
fighting.
To switch sides, yeah.
Yes, exactly, to switch sides. And the Egyptians are doing all the dirty work of actually carrying out attacks. I think it was the 16th of June when the Egyptians carried out an attack against a gold mine in Sudan. And they killed, I think, around 4 to 6 people and injured around 30. This was not even seen on the news. And the Egyptians just said, you know, we have the right to defend our southern border. But there was no actual justification. They just said those people steal Egyptian gold. But actually what's happening, we have an arrangement where the Egyptians help themselves to Sudan's gold in exchange for helping the Sudanese army.
And this has kind of become a theater for Egypt, Turkey and Saudi Arabia to deepen their defense partnership.
That's what's most scary about this. You actually see drones being jointly produced by Egypt and Turkey. And someday, at some point, Israel will regret this. When you have Egypt and Turkey producing drones, and you know, you're talking about, you know, big armies, big jihadist armies, by the way. You have to say jihadist because that is the ideology. They believe in jihad. So now they've got those drones and now they're using them in the battlefield. So they're gaining experience. They're getting to actually see what happens in the region, how they can deal with it. And the Egyptian army is pretty much preparing for war.
With Israel.
There is no one else. The Egyptians used to say, well, what happens if Turkey tries to get involved in Libya? We will need to do something about this because that's also our national security. But now they're trying to resolve all issues with the Turks diplomatically and around a framework where we are, you know, brothers and we have to work together against Israel.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. Thanks for watching or listening. And please do subscribe using the link below.